Chapter 4, The First Thing He Can't Do Without, Sexual Fulfillment. Before we married, Jim was so romantic and affectionate, a regular Don Juan. Now he seems more like Attila the Hun. When John wants sex, he wants it right now. He doesn't care how I feel. All he cares about is satisfying himself. Bob has turned into an animal. All he can ever think about is sex, sex, sex. When I hear wives make remarks like these in my counseling office, I understand how disillusioned they must feel. At one time, men who knew how to give them affection swept these women off their feet. But once committed in marriage, all that affection vaporized, and what was left seemed like pure lust. Was the affection during courtship simply a ploy to captivate a woman for sexual gratification? Why do you think your husband acts the way he does, I ask. Because he's inconsiderate, is the usual answer, or words to that effect. These women share a real and very widespread problem. I describe it simply in Harley's first corollary. The typical wife doesn't understand her husband's deep need for sex any more than the typical husband understands his wife's deep need for affection. If both sides want to listen and change, a couple may solve this without much difficulty. In Chapter 3, I was fairly hard on the men because I wholeheartedly believe that their inability to show affection is such a crucial problem. Remember, affection is the environment of the marriage. Sex is the special event. At the same time, it does wonders for a wife to grasp just how special a man finds sex. He isn't pawing and grabbing at her because he has turned into a lusting monster. He is pawing and grabbing because he needs something very badly. Many men tell me they wish their sex drive weren't so strong. As one 32-year-old executive put it, I feel like a fool, like I'm begging her, even raping her, but I can't help it. I need to make love. Why men often wind up feeling cheated. When a man chooses a wife, he promises to remain faithful to her for life. This means that he believes his wife will be his only sexual partner until death do us part. He makes this commitment because he trusts her to be as sexually interested in him as he is in her. He trusts her to be sexually available to him whenever he needs to make love, and to meet all his sexual needs just as she trusts him to meet her emotional needs. Unfortunately, in many marriages, the man finds that putting his trust in this woman has turned into one of the biggest mistakes of his life. He has agreed to limit his sexual experience to a wife who is unwilling to meet that vital need. He finds himself up the proverbial creek without a paddle. If his religious or moral convictions are strong, he may try to make the best of it. Some husbands tough it out, but many cannot. They find sex elsewhere. The unfaithful man justifies it in terms of his wife's failure to keep her sexual commitment to him. When she discovers his unfaithfulness, she may try to correct her error and improve their sexual relationship. But by then, it's often too late. She feels hurt and resentful, and he has become deeply involved in an affair. One of the strangest studies in human behavior is the married man who is sexually attracted to another woman. He often seems possessed. I have known bank presidents, successful politicians, pastors of flourishing churches, leaders in every walk of life who have thrown away careers and let their life achievements go down the drain for a special sexual relationship. They explained to me in no uncertain terms that without this relationship, everything else in life seems meaningless to them. I sit and listen to these pathetic and bewildered men so motivated by their need for sex that their reasoning capacities have turned to mush. Ordinarily, I would tend to admire these intelligent, successful, and otherwise responsible individuals, but their misdirected sex drive has them completely unraveled. While this sequence of events is an insane way to live, my counseling experience leads me to believe that as many as half of all married couples go through the agony of unfaithfulness and affairs. I believe that in most marriages, a couple may easily prevent this tragedy. Prevention begins with an understanding of the differences between the sexuality of men and women.